Okay, so we're doing, our goal here is to do this Tosfos, Tosfos on Ayin Gimel, Tosfos Af, okay? But basically, in order to do so, we're going to have to do the Gemara on Ayin Beis, and we're going to have to, Ayin Beis and Beis, and we have to get ourselves a little more involved, a little involved in Machtaras, okay? Fine, so basically remember, if you recall, our Gemara was looking for a source of the fact that you could kill the Yerodef in order to save the Nirdaf. We'll get to it, I'm up to it again. So you're looking for a source of how you know that you could kill the Rodef and save the Nirdaf. Right? That was the question. So our Gemara was looking, Naam Rasa, whatever. But Tosus just asked a simple question. He says, Vim Tomar, mi vihuka, v'chol adam nafka kedushin leil. He says, why don't you just learn it out from the Gemara vihuka? And you hit him. Okay? So as that, and he recites the Gemara, and I am base, I'm base. Okay, so we have to look at the Gemara. So the Gemara is on Ayin Beis and Beis, the third wide line. Okay? So maybe actually, could you pass me the Chumash now that I realize? Abishadon. Okay. So the Pasuk is in Noschaf Beis. Mostaf Beis is talking about if, let's see here, Mostaf Beis. Any other pasuk?
Yeah.
Beis. Beis, okay.
So it's sorry.
Yeah, around there, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Fine. So it says, so basically it's a parsha which is talking about stealing. It says if a person steals, this is at the end of Perchaf Aleph, a person steals an animal and he slaughters it, or, right? Shor and he slaughters it or sells it, so he has to pay the knas of four or five times the animal dollar value. Then it says, and if he is found, if the thief is found breaking in, right, breaking into the house, and he is hit and killed, then he doesn't have blood. Okay, which means if the thief is breaking in and someone kills him or hits him to stop the theft and kills him, then the Torah, so to speak, his blood is not worth anything. In other words, the Torah won't punish for killing him. It's like he's a guy who doesn't have any blood, which means the Torah considers him like a guy who's not worthy of living or something like that. He's like a dead man already, or something to that effect. He's an Ein L'damim. He's dead. He doesn't have life, and therefore one is not chayiv misa. One is for killing him. Okay, one isn't killed for killing him. Okay, fine. So that's the plus success.
If he breaks into a house
in order to krotik, in order to steal, so, and someone hits him and kills him, so they're off luck. Okay, that's what the pasuk saying. So it says v'huka v'ames. So what's it teaching you? V'huka v'ames. So the Gemara learns out apparently for some reason, and he's hit. It's extra. I don't know exactly why, but he says v'huka v'chal adam. Right, because it should just say if you find him bring in v'yaka or something like that. And you hit him, but vehuka, it means, and he is hit. So it means that he is hit. It means anyone who hits him, not only if the owner of the house hits him, but anyone if he is hit, anyone who hits him and kills him, he'll be exempt. Okay, anyone. That just says vehuka b'chol adam, u'meis b'chol mitzvah lemisa. Any way in which you could kill him, not only whatever, any type of killing. We'll leave that. We'll get to that maybe in a few months. Okay? So it says, what does it mean, v'huka? V'huka b'chal adam itzterach. Sagdai techaminach. I might think, balabayis hu dekim le de'in adam amid atzma al mimono. Avalachelo. So you might think that the balabayis is the house owner, the homeowner, is on ayin beis and beis, third wide line. You say the fourth, about the owner of the house is the one He knows that. Okay, so he knows that he's not going to. Because this person, Inamad Masumano, means that if someone breaks into your house, you're not going to just stand there on your own and let your money be stolen. Okay, and that's why, since you're not going to stand there, you're willing to kill to defend your money. So, and the thief knows that you know that you are going to take that stance. The thief is ready to kill you. Okay, so the saying is that the Baal HaBayis is who knows that he's not going to stand over on his own money, is he's allowed to kill the thief. Baal HaBayis is allowed to. Aval Acher, but someone else, lo, he's not going to be able to. Okay, it's funny Havmina. But Kamash Malon, so the Pasuk teaches you the Rodefo, that the thief is a Rodef, Ve'afilu Acher Nami, and why is he Rodef? He says he knows that you're basically going to stand to defend yourself, and therefore he is ready to kill you, so therefore he's like a Rodef, and therefore anybody could kill him because he's a Rodef. Okay? Well, it says you would think, right, apparently you would think it's only something like self-defense. That's what I guess you think. You think the guy himself is allowed to kill him, self-defense. But Kamash Malan, it's not just self-defense, he's a Rodef, and a Rodef is a Rodef, so therefore anyone's allowed to kill him. But you'd think it only applies to him. I mean, if the smaller say whatever, you think, right, you think it's just like a self-defense kind of halacha. Right? Well, there's a just a custom that you're allowed to kill him. So you'd think it's just a just a custom, which is teaching you a self-defense halacha, something like that. Teaching you, no, it's not telling you that. It's the right going on. It's a way to show you. It's a more general halacha. It's not nothing to do with that. I mean, you'd have to define the havmina what's going on there. Okay, I don't know. We're not in the sugya machter, so I don't necessarily want to define the havmina, but we'll go with maskana. Let's see Rashi. V'huka b'chol adam afilo eino bal hamamon mutar lahargel. Midaloch siv v'yikaho. It should say v'yikaho, and you hit him. Why does it say v'chuka, and he is hit? V'alabayis hu d'mutar lahargel. Mishon d'lahayganav kim levi gaved v'alabayis eino man l'atzom amono hukacha daitel mikla yasa. Since the balabayis knows that basically the ganav is coming to kill you. But you'd say, it's like, look, he's coming to kill you. The ganav knows that you're going to defend yourself, and he's ready to kill you, so the Torah is allowing self-defense. And so you'd say, but I'm a sharkal adam lo, shargan azel lo ba aliskin afashal zeh, because he's only coming to kill the other guy. So someone else has no right to step in. You could defend yourself, but no one else could get involved. Kamashwan, the kiman aliskin afashal yisrael asa, since he's coming to kill a Jew, rodefu, he's rodef, and itin latilo lo balabayas, binashal shal zeh, and therefore you're allowed to save the balabayas at this guy's life, at the expense of the breaker in. Right? Okay. So basically it's teaching you, right, that he's a Rodef, and you can kill him, anyone can kill him. So isn't this a good source to teach you that you're allowed to kill a Rodef? Right? Because that's what I'm saying. Why are you allowed to kill this guy, this thief? Because he's a Rodef. And since he's a Rodef, right, saying is, kill him and save the other guy. Save the homeowner. Baal HaBayis. So this is Rodef. So why is our Gemara going through all trouble to find the source for where you, how do you know that you can kill a Rodef? Isn't this a perfect source? But for some reason, our Gemara doesn't mention the source. That's Tosfos Kasha. Okay? Okay. Okay, hopefully the answer will be as easy as the question. I guess the premise of Tosfos Kasha is that the Torah doesn't double up on the same limud twice. So if you already, once you have the limud of Ahuka, you already know that there's an institution of Rodef, so now the Hekesh must be to teach you something else. You already know about Rodef. So it must be the Hekesh is for something else or whatever. I mean, you don't need two things to teach you. I mean, if it would have sufficed to teach you Rodef from the limud of Ahuka, so then you don't need this limud here. This limit is extra. What's it teaching you that you don't already know? It's true. If you have the Rodef limud, you still need Vuhuka to tell you, let's say, that Rodef applies by Machteras. But the opposite, once you already know that Rodef applies by Machteras, of course you already know that Rodef exists. So why do you need to teach me that Rodef works through Hekesh? Why does Torah have to do that? Okay, so it says, V'yesh Lomar. No, you can't learn it from there. Tehasam Rashas. Because there, it is optional. It's optional to kill the thief. And the pasuk's teaching you that the thief doesn't have any blood. He's not worth it. His life is not worthwhile, and you're allowed to kill him. But here, if you just have that pasuk, I say you're allowed to kill. Right? It doesn't say. If you notice, the pasuk doesn't say when the guy is breaking in, you're obligated to go and kill the thief. It doesn't say that. It just says if he is hit, ain lo damim. If he's hit, if anyone hits him, they're not chayv misa. So it's optional. You're allowed to. You're allowed to. You're not going to be killed. But that doesn't teach me that I'm chayev, that I must kill him. So this, over here, by us, teaches you that you must kill him. So you must kill him. Right? So it wouldn't have worked. Wouldn't have worked. Right? Right? So he was asking, but why do you need to teach me that you're chayev? Once you tell me you're allowed to kill him, why are you allowed to kill him? Because it's saying, because he's an ein lo dam. Right? Because he's ein lo damim, over there. Because basically means he's not like a life, he's not a real life. So you're allowed to kill him. Right? So apparently the rodef, the guy was, why? Because he's a rodef. So since the rodef is a rodef, rodef doesn't have life. So now, what? Now I don't have to kill him? I mean, so basically, why don't I have to save the other guy? Well, I have to save the other guy. So don't you say I have to save the other guy and kill the rodef? How could it be? How is that an option? It would have been an option to say that it's just optional? How is that an option? Optional? Why is it optional? I'm allowed to kill him. It's killing. Because he ain't no dumb. Because his life isn't worthwhile. So then I should be obligated to, because I'm obligated to save the other guy. And you'll say, ein docha nefesh mei nefesh, right? I can't push one life. No, but this guy's not alive. He's ein lo damim. So don't you, once you know that it's optional, doesn't that automatically mean that it's an obligation? Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a question in Beis?
Okay, good. So you could ask that a question, Stam, on the Gemara 9 Beis and Beis. And this is, I think, what you have to... Let me ask you a pshat question. So at the end of the day, according to Tosfos, again, I'm not positive about how to do this, but I think we have to answer this question. At the end of the day, by a machteras, case of machteras, machteras is the break-in guy. Is it optional or is it an obligation? Right? At the end of the day. Well, it could be that here's my question. My question is that Tosa says it's optional. But Tosa could mean one of two things. It could have mean is that if I only had the pasuk of machteras, I would have said that it's optional. Comes along this pasuk by rodef and teaches you that rodef is an obligation, and then of course by machteras also it's an obligation, right? In other words, I'm just saying in terms of deduction, in terms of learning it out from the pesukim, if you only had the thing over there, all the machteras pasuk suffices to teach you is that you're allowed to kill him. So you're allowed, but are you obligated? I don't know. Now comes along our Akesh, teaches you you're obligated to. So now, yeah, by Machter, also you're obligated to. Or do you say that no? That Tosis is saying is that by Machteras, it's just telling you you're allowed to. And that's really the halacha by Machteras, you're allowed to. Right? And therefore, if you only had the Machteras halacha, you'd say by Rodef also, you're allowed to, I guess. Right? But, so you need to teach you that by Rodef you chayev to. But by Machteras, you're allowed to. That's it. That's all the pasuk says. That's all halacha. You're allowed to. Right? There's two different ways to learn, right? On the surface, I'd say this is on the svara surface. Okay? The first thought you'd say is that if it's telling you that rodef is chayev, you're chayev to kill rodef, and you tell me machteras, the Gemara says, is because he's rodef, because we know what's going to happen, we know he's going to end up killing. So on the surface, you'd say, then rodef, all machteras also has to be chiv. Right? I mean, it would seem, that's the whole idea. I'd say, why is it that you could kill the machteras? The Gemara says, because he's rodef. And the Gemara, our Gemara says, rodef is chayev. And you learn that out from the pasuk. You chayev to kill the rodef. So on the surface, you'd say, what's the difference? How can you not be chayev? You tell me that he's a rodef, and therefore you should be chayev to kill him. Why not? I mean, it's a rodef. Rodef is a Rodef. He says Rodef is not a Rodef. He tells me he's a Rodef, and that's why I'm allowed to kill him. And then the halacha is Rodef Yechayev to kill. So he should say Chayev. Right? That's what I'm saying, is without, if you could just on the surface. Now, what about if we're looking at Tosus? What does Tosus sound like? If you look at Tosus,
sounds like,
sounds like the other way. Kumbayesh on the Hasam, Rashos. There, it's a Rashos. And it's teaching you that if you kill him, you're not killed. Here it's teaching you that you're chova. So I don't know. You could read both ways, but it sounds like he's not saying dehasam sagadaitach the rishos. I would think that it's a rishos. He's saying there it's rishos. Right? That's what he's saying. And the pasuk is teaching you that you're not obligated. And here it's teaching you that it's chiyuv. So you could say that's what he means. There I would have thought it's rishos, but it doesn't sound that way. Also, the question is very simple. We can check this. This is a halakha question. When you have a machteras, what's the facts? Are you obligated to kill him? Or are you not obligated to kill him, right? I mean, what's the halakha? This is, right, I'm just asking a practical question. Right, rodef yichayev to kill. What about machteras? Are you chayev or not chayev? So let's look at the halakha. See who brings it down. Right? Right, and this is not, we're not just, we can speculate about this thing, but let's just see what's brought down. I mean, at least we have the Rambam. I mean, you know. So it says, this is in Hilchos Geneva. That's interesting. Machter is in Hilchos Geneva. It's not in. It's not by Rodev. It's interesting, right? Okay. Couldn't note that as a question, right? Tarek Tas Halachos Zayin. Okay, the end of Hilchos Geneva, basically. Above Machteras, Bein Biyom Bein Belayla. Someone comes and breaks in day or night. See, Ram holds day or night. The Ravid argues. Ain lo damim. He doesn't have life. Ela im hargo bal habayis o shakal dem turim. Rather, if someone, if the owner or someone else kills him, they're potter. For a shos yesh, a kal hargo, everyone has permission to kill him. Bein b'chol b'im shabbos. B'chol mis, j'chol lam b'isa. Shnei b'chol lam. Everyone has a permission. Shabbos, during the week. It says, ain lo damim. So what does that sound like to you?
Rishos.
It's Rishos. Well, there Rishos means he has permission. But right, it doesn't say Chayev. It says if someone kills him, they're potter. And everyone has permission to kill him. Right? Does it say anywhere Chayev, Kol Adam, Chayev, Lamisa, everyone's obligated to kill him? It doesn't say that. It doesn't say, I looked around here. This is a little while ago, but I looked in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Sekelem on the Shulchan Aruch. Right? I mean, this is not to a question, I guess. You're obligated to. Doesn't seem, I didn't see anyone who says you're obligated to. Okay? Maybe I saw someone who says you're not. I can't remember. But it's a simple shot. It doesn't say anything. And you gotta say that, right? You gotta say that you're obligated to. Obligated to is obligated to, right? By Rodev, he says you're obligated to. If you don't do it, you violate what? 2 mitzvahs I say and 1 mitzvah slos I say. Right? I mean, he says it. Says it very clearly that let me see here. He says by Notel Shmuel Sanafesh, by our case. He says Kol Mit Yisrael Mitzuvim Lahatzil Hanirdav Miyarodav Filan Shrod. Everyone in Kol Yisrael is obligated, is commanded to save the Nirdav from the Rodev, even if it means killing the Rodev openly. Right? Everyone is commanded. Here he doesn't say commanded. He says everyone has permission. Permission is different than command. Right? So therefore you see, I think it's pretty clear, that Ratosis really means what he says. Okay? That he means that by machteras, the pasuk is telling you, you have a right to kill him. Right? You have a right to kill him. You have permission to kill him. He's an ein lo damim. He doesn't have any life, has no value. You're allowed to kill him. Right? You're obligated? Nah, no obligation. But by Rodev, the Pasuk by the Hekesh is teaching that you're chayev to kill him. Chayev to kill him. Okay? In which case, if you accept those facts, it's difficult. Because first, for starters, we have a Maris saying, is that why are you allowed to kill the Machteras guy? What does Gemara say? Because he's a Rodev. Right? Because we know that he's going to end up, he's coming to kill a Jew. He's a Rodev. Gemara calls him Rodev, treats him like a Rodev. And that's why he's an Eil Dom. So, and El Rode, if you chayiv to kill, right? You chayiv to save the Nirdaf. So now, why is there not a chayiv here? Right? And especially, if you're telling me he's an Eil Domim, so the guy is basically, he's not alive. He's not considered halachically alive. So if that's the case, I have an obligation to save the Baal Bayis, save the owner, and his life is in danger. So why not? The other guy's not alive. If I kill him, he's not worth anything. So how am I not obligated? Isn't this a standard case of Bikoch Nafesh Atzolz Nafashos? Right? I mean, how could you differentiate between these two cases? Aren't these exactly the same thing? Now let me ask you another question. Okay? So why am I not Chayav Misa for killing the Machteras? Right? If I kill the Machteras guy, why am I not Chayav Misa? Ein Odam. So what does Ein Odam mean? Okay? So it means, it's a funny expression, but it means like he's like a dead man. He doesn't have any life. The Torah is from the eyes of the Torah, the guy is like a dead man. He doesn't have any life. He doesn't have any blood. He doesn't have any value. Something like that, right? Okay. Now, let me ask you, what about if a Rodef? Is a Rodef an Ein Odam? Regular Rodef. Okay, good idea. So Matt says no, because the Gemara has a case that if you could avoid killing the Rodef, he's trying to kill somebody. But if you have the ability to take out a limb, and prevent prevent the rape or prevent the killing, then you're obligated to. And if you don't. If you don't do that, then you chayv misa. So doesn't that show that the guy has value? Right? Doesn't that show he's a rodef, he's chasing after the guy to kill him, and you kill him, or you didn't have to kill him, but you do kill him. So if you tell me that the fact that he chases after someone makes him an Ein Lodamim, right? So therefore, shouldn't you, so how could you chayv misa for killing him? You're killing a dead man. You should be allowed to. In fact, you should be allowed to. But we hold you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to kill him, right? You're not allowed to kill him. So if you say that Ein Lo Damim means you're allowed to kill him because, look, he's Ein Lo Damim. So if that's the case, so then you should be allowed to kill the guy, even if you have the ability to take out his limb. Big deal, I've had the ability to. But he's an Ein Lo Damim. Who really cares? Why should I have to do that? The Rambam says, okay, it's not just the Rambam. I'm just reading the Rambam. He says,
if anyone has the ability to save the nirdaf through taking out a limb of the rodef, and you don't bother with it, el hitzel benafsh rodef, but you kill him, you're spilling blood, but bezin doesn't actually kill you. Your bezin doesn't actually kill you. Okay, but you chayv misa. Some reason Bezin doesn't kill you, right? So it sounds like you're Chayv Misa, right? So that's the case. Sounds like he's not Ein Lo Dam. So isn't that funny? I mean, why is he not? Why is the Machteras an Ein Lo Dam? Because you say, well, after all, we know what he's coming to do. We know what's going to eventually happen. What's eventually going to happen is that he's going to end up killing him, right? We know. Follow the steps. So the Gemara says, "Need an Hashem Sofa." We know the Ram says, "All right, so we know what's going to happen at the end." So therefore, the Torah says he's an Ein Lo Damim. But a Rodev himself isn't an Ein Lo Damim. And if you look in the Rams, the Ram never says a Rodev is an Ein Lo Damim. Okay, and doesn't say he's an Ein Lo Damim. So how does that make sense? Right? I mean, you get the picture. There are two different things going on here. Even though the Gemara calls him a Rodev, right? I will tell you though. I mean, I just want to be honest here. Okay. Honesty is good. Okay? The Grizz holds the Rodev is an Ein Lo Dam. Okay? The Grizz, which I hope to do at some point, when we turn to Machteras, the Grizz holds that a Rodev is an Ein Lo Dam. Okay? And in fact, that's why he says, Bezdin, right? Remember we just read this thing? If you have the ability to take out the limb of the guy and you don't, so Bezdin won't kill you, right? Chayv Misa, Bezdin won't kill you. Why doesn't Bezdin kill you? Oh, because he's an Eino Damim. That's what the Rios wants to say. Aye, so why you Chayv Misa? Why you Shavich Damim? He's an Eino Damim. So we have to hold off for the Gris. But but I still think, I know the Gris says it, but I don't think it's the only way to go. I don't think it's a simple way to go. Okay, so for the time being, I'm not going to go that way. Okay, I mean, if we didn't see the Grizz, we definitely wouldn't have said that. I think Matt's making an excellent raya. Sounds like Chayv Misa. You're Shevich Damim, and you're Chayv Misa, you're spilling blood. How can you say you're Shevich Damim if he's an Ein Lo Damim? Right? You're Shevich Damim. The Ram says you're spilling blood. What do you mean? He's an Ein Lo Damim. Simple Pshat Ram is definitely the guy who's not an Ein Lo Damim. A Rodef is not defined as dead man. He's a Rodef. He's a life. You have a conflict between the two lives. You have to judge between the two lives whose life is more, right? He's not an Ein Lo Damim. He's an Ein Lo Damim. You don't have to judge. You don't have to anything. Right? But the fact that you're judging between them, what's the whole thing of Doch Nefesh and Nefesh? He's not a Nefesh. He's an Ein Lo Damim. Simple Pshat is the guy, he is a Nefesh. And that's why you have to start judging between these two Nefashos. Right? But Machteras is an Ein Lo Damim. So you have here, you have yourselves problems. So basically, it's a problem on both sides. The Gemara is saying is that the Machteras is a Rodef. But you have on both sides that they're not the same. On the one hand, the Nachteres sounds more worse, because Torah defines him as an Ein Lo Damim. Torah defines him as an Ein Lo Damim, whereas a Rodef, the Torah does not say, is an Ein Lo Damim. And on the other hand, it sounds like a Rodef is worse, because a Rodef, you're obligated to kill him. You're obligated to kill the Rodef, but Menachteres, you're not obligated to. Right?
Guy there?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, exactly. I mean, on the surface, what Matt's saying is true. Is that the Gemara even says, it says, why is it that you're allowed to kill, I mean the Rambam, let's say, in the Lachatas. I mean, in Ma'itir Adamo Shel Ganov, why did the Torah permit the blood of the Ganov? Ava Pi Shebalas Kemamon, right? He's only coming to steal, he's not coming to kill, right? I mean, he's a thief, he's not a murderer, he's a thief. He says, Lefi Shechaz Kaso, because the Chazaka, the assumption is, Shem Amar Balabayas Lefanov, if the Balabai stands up, umana'o, and he prevents him, yargana, he'll kill him. V'nimtza, zeh ha'nichnas l'bayis klaver, lignov, kirodef, ha'chavir, largo. So the guy who enters the house is like a rodef. At least it's better. He doesn't say rodef. He says kirodef. Okay? He's like he's a chaser after his friend to kill him, ulafikach yeharek, and therefore you kill him, bein shayi katamesh yagadol, bein zachar bein akeva. Okay? So the thing is because the message is made, because we know what's going to end up happening. Okay, even though right now he's not actually chasing him, but he's like he's actually chasing him because we know what's going to end up happening. Like the Gemara, the Mishnah, I think, says, Nidan Al-Shem Sofa. He's judged based upon his end, based upon what the Mishnah says. Nidan Al-Shem Sofa. We know what's going to happen. His sofa is that he's going to kill, so therefore you don't have to wait and see what happens because you know what's going to happen. He's going to be a Rodef. So if you tell me the guy who we know is going to be a Rodef, you tell me he's an Ein Lo Damim, certainly the Rodef himself should be an Ein Lo Damim. Right, it's backwards. The guy who's worse, who's actually in the middle of the action, he's in the middle of killing the guy. You tell me, no, Torah never defined him as Ein Lo Damim. But the guy who's right, the guy who's we know we're predicting is gonna do it, is not is Ein Lo Damim. Right? Sounds backwards. Well, Tosas, yeah, this Tosas is the problem of the Rambam, it's the problem of Tosas. It's kind of the same problem, is that Tosas is saying that they're not the same. Tosas is saying is that by Rodef, it's a Chiyuv, but by Machteres, it's a Rishos. I mean, the question is like the opposites. Which one's worse? Who's worse? It's a funny way to talk, but who's worse? Is Machteres worse or is Rodef worse? On the one hand, it seems like Machteres is worse, because he's an Ein Lo Damim right now, and Rodef isn't. On the other hand, the Machteres is only optional. It's only optional to kill him, but in a Rodef, it's an obligation. So I guess you have to explain, the job here is to explain the difference between Rodef and Machteras, such that by Rodef, it's obligation, yet he's not an Ein Lo Damim, but by Machteras, it's Roshos, yet he is an Ein Lo Damim. Right? I mean, that's, I guess, the job here. I mean, to kind of frame out the difference between these two things. What is the difference? Whereas the Gemara seems to be saying that they're the same, is you see, it's not. They're not exactly the same. But you see, even Tosas, they're not exactly the same. Because if he's really Rodef, then Shvichayev, right? I mean, isn't that? I mean, that's itself. As you see, the Gemara is, And you see the Ram says Kirodev, so it's, you know. It's two different things. I mean, you could say that's those are saying is that by Rav Machteras is teaching you is Einel Adamim, and if you kill me not I chayav misa. But here it's teaching a whole different thing. Here he's not Einel Adamim, first of all. He's teaching you a totally different halacha. Teaching halacha of a chovalahat. So he's not Einel Adamim. He's teaching you an obligation of your nefesh as it obligates you to kill him. So it's a totally different thing. Here maybe he's not even Einel Adamim. That's why the Machteras is Einel Adamim, but this Rodef isn't Einel Adamim. I mean, or you could learn.
Why don't you just say that?
Well, if he's an Ein Lo, the question is over there also you have the question. I mean, why by, and if you tell him Achter is an Ein Lo, so why doesn't the Chiyuv of Pekuch Nefesh go all the way? Right? That's your question, right?